We begin now by as Hashem Yisbarach Masechtes Bava Basra. Sagt the Mishnah, Hashutfim, or as others would pronounce it, Hashutafin, partners, Sheratzu, that agreed, Lasois Mechitza Bechatzar, to divide the courtyard that is in between their houses. Now you may remember from Masechtes Eruvin, when the Mishnah says Chatzar, that was like an enclosed front yard that lies between houses. They used to live like in a bungalow colony. There were houses. The houses kind of fed into a chatzar. If you left the house, you went into a courtyard. And the courtyard went into a mavoi, like a main alleyway. And from there to the Rosh HaSarabim. So life was more geschmack. People knew each other. You were distant from the Rosh HaSarabim. From your house, you first went into a courtyard. From the courtyard into a mavoi. Either way, these partners, they want to divide the courtyard that is in between their houses. Sagt der Mishnah, Beinin Esakais L'Biemza, they must build a wall in the middle of the chatzar. We want each partner to have privacy in his half of the courtyard. Now the Mishnah says, Hashutafen Sheratzu, that want to. That sounds like you can't force your partner to divide the courtyard. It's only if you want to. So Batanura explains, normally you can. You can insist, no, I want privacy. But that's only if you have at least four amos for each after you divide it. This courtyard is very small, the one we're talking about in our Mishnah. You wouldn't have four amos for each. So in a way, maybe it's better they should share the courtyard. So at least the kids can play there, you can hang the laundry there. If not, it would be too small on either side. But if they want to, they could divide it. Once they agree to divide it, then there are halachis they have to follow. Again, first, they have to build a wall in the middle of the courtyard. Sakta Mishnah Makam Shinahagu, in a place where the minig is livnois, to build givil. Givil means rough edged stones. Stones that aren't worked out and evened out to be smooth. So we're soon going to see then that's what they do. One partner can't force the other one to do different. Same is true with gazis. Gazis means evenly nice cut stones. Remember from the Lamites Malachis? Hagoizes means to cut the wool. So these stones are nicely cut. Kefisin, these are like half bricks. Normal brick is 3 tefachim. These are bricks that are only a tefach and a half. Levenim are whole bricks. So bainim, then you have to build according to the minig. Hakal keminig hamedin. Why is the Mishnah stressing this, that everything goes according to the minig of the Medina? We just learned that. Surely this comes to add something. Sakta Batanura, yes. Let's say the minhag HaMedina in this place was that they were really cheap when it came to making walls. They would build a thin wall made of tree branches and palm leaves. So one partner can say, no. We're not going to build with palm leaves. I want to use at least some kind of a brick. The other one can say, we made up to build a wall. And it goes according to the minhag HaMedina. And if that's the minhag HaMedina, then that's our wall. The purpose of this wall, the main purpose is privacy. So if you can't see through it, then that's fine. Furthermore, says the Batanura, that the height of the wall and the mechitza should not be less than 4 amos. Now, the Mishnah told us that there were 4 different ways, generally, 4 different types of building materials. Gevil, gazis, kefisin, and levenim. Remember what they are? Gevil is like the unfinished stone, gazis are the smooth, polished stones. Kefisin are half bricks, and levenim are whole bricks. But how thick does the wall have to be? Zakt the Mishnah. Bigvil, if you're using the jagged stones, the rough-edged stones, then ze noisin shloisha tfachim, one partner, has to provide 3 tfachim of land for the foundation, for the yisoid. Ze noisin shloisha tfachim, and the other partner has to provide 3 tfachim of his land for the yisoid. Because if you want to have a good wall made out of these stones, it has to be at least 6 tfachim thick. So each one has to give half. The Batanura explains, because the stones aren't even, the uncut stones are going to need another tefach, more so than the cut stones, because you have to take into account that part of it is going to bolt out a little bit. Because is, if they're the smooth cut stones, one partner has to supply 2.5 tefachim of land, and the other partner, 2.5 tefachim. Because here we only need a total thickness of 5 tefachim. Because they're thinner and sanded down, the bricks aren't so wide. Bikfis, and if they were building with the half bricks, Zenois and Tvachayim, the Zenois and Tvachayim. Then each one has to provide only two Tvachim, because this type of a wall has to only be four Tvachim thick. And again, each one gives half. Bilaveinim, if you're using whole bricks, here's where each one has to give the least amount of ground. Zenois and Tefach Hamechza, this person gives a Tefach and a half, Vezenois and Tefach Hamechza, and the other one gives a Tefach and a half. Because here the wall has to only be three Tvachim thick. Now, what's the reason with the half bricks? You have to have a wider wall. You have to have a thicker wall. Well, if you want to build a safe wall with half bricks, there's one way to do it. You take a brick, you cut it in half. Each side of the wall has a half a brick. But in between the two halves, you have to have a tefach of cement. So each half brick is a tefach and a half, because the whole brick is three tefachim. When you cut it in half, it's a tefach and a half on each side, and one tefach in between. So 1.5 plus 1.5, the width of the bricks, that's a total of 3. And the tefach of cement in between is another tefach. So the total width has to be 4. That's why by these half bricks, each side has to give 2 tefachim, half of the 4. But with the whole bricks, there is no cement in between. You just have the width of the brick, which is 3 tefachim. And that's why it's enough for each side to only give a tefach and a half. Now the Mishnah concludes, Lefikach, being that the halacha is that once they agree, each one has to provide half. Im nafal hakaisel, if the wall fell, then hamokai, the area, vuhavonim, and the stone, shall shneim, belong to both. They have to be divided equally. Now this will be true even if all the stones fell on one side. That person can't say, well, it's all on my side, sorry. When one of them first took it into his rishos, he's going to say, you want to take it away from me? You prove that it's yours. No, no, no. Being that one partner can require the other to build a wall, therefore we know that it was built half and half, and both the ground and the stones are divided equally. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. Partners that want to make a mechitza, that's because it's a small chatzar. If it's a larger chatzar, one partner can force the other one to make a mechitza. But if it's small, it's only if they want. But once they agree, it has to be done, and it has to be done according to halacha, according to the instructions of our Mishnah. So they build a wall in the middle of the courtyard, want each partner to have his privacy in the chatzar. And the Mishnah told us you have to go according to the Minhag HaMedina. If the walls were built with rough-edged stones, called gevil, you have to use those stones. Cut even stones, gazis, use those. Half bricks, kvisin, use those. Regular bricks, everything goes according to the Minhag HaMedina. And we explained, even if the Minhag HaMedina is to build a thin wall made of tree branches or palm leaves, as long as you can't see through it, then that's what they do. That's what one partner can force the other one to do, no more than that. Then the Mishnah gave us precise measurements, how thick the wall has to be. If you're using the gvil, which is the rough stone, each side has to donate 3 tefachim of land. You have the edges of these stones that protrude a little bit. If it's gazis are the clean cut stones, so it's 2.5 tefachim for each. Each side has to give 2.5 tefachim. In the case of the gvil, the total thickness of the wall is 6 tefachim. That's why each side gives 3. In the case of the gazis, the total thickness of the wall is 5. Therefore, each side gives 2.5. If you're using the half bricks, you need 2 tefachim on each side. That's because with the half bricks, you needed a tefach in the middle for cement. If they were using whole bricks, you didn't need that cement, so it was only a tefach and a half. Each one had to donate on each side because the total width of the brick was 3 tefachim. Now, because there is such a halacha that both have to share equally, if the wall fell, even though all the stones are on one side or one of them already cleaned up all the stones and says, well, I'm holding on to it, you prove that it's yours, we say, no, no, no. Over here, we know the halacha. Each one had to donate equally, and therefore, if there's any dispute over the land or on the stones, the halacha is that the partners divide it half and half.